Welcome to the weekend, friends. Now, hopefully, you've been keeping up with your workouts all during the week, and that's hard to do with work and dinners and errands and all the stuff that the house is calling you to do. But you made it, and now you're to the weekend, and you may have some extra time to make your workout impactful. But first, you're going to have to get up and out of bed Saturday morning. And or Sunday morning and get it done. So today we're going to talk about how to make that easier to do in this short episode. So let's get on it. Hey friend, welcome to your safe place to begin redesigning midlife. Do you know deep inside that it is time to start focusing on your health and wellness, but have no idea where to start? Do you wake up every morning saying, "I'm starting today," and end it with, "I'll start again tomorrow"? I'm Leslie, and when I turned 50, I felt the same and longed for some sense of self-control and new confidence in who I was becoming in midlife. I finally realized that the change I needed was up to me. In this podcast, you are going to find everything you need to build your healthiest midlife today, to live happier and longer tomorrow. So embrace being a beginner again. Open your heart to change and let's get to redesigning. So you have followed through with all your workouts. You've followed your workout plan all week, and now you are in anticipation of getting an even better workout on the weekend. You may have a little bit more time, so you may be able to go a little bit longer, or you may have some extra time to do your workout in a new and different place. You're able to get in the car and go somewhere different and do your activity in a different place. You just may want to change it up. And you've been looking forward to it all week, but Saturday morning rolls around, and if you're like me, you might be all cozy, comfy under the covers. Then you get up and you have a cup of coffee, and then you have another one. Then you start flipping around on your phone, or you're watching TV or reading a book or whatever you're doing. You lose track of time, and then you realize you're starting to eat into the time that you need to be getting some other things done that needed to be done during the weekend. So all those plans that you had to either work out longer or drive to a new place disappears, and you're really disappointed. I mean, you've been thinking about it all week. This is really common. It really is. You're not the only one that suffers from this, but you can do something to preempt it. What you need to do is to set a plan in motion on Friday for your weekend workouts. And it starts with one simple thing: accountability of a workout partner. You need to get on the phone, your text, your email today, and set a time and place to meet someone else for a walk, a run, a jog, swim, bike, whatever it is that you do for Saturday or Sunday, or for both, if you can. Make it airtight. You know, we are so used to breaking promises to ourselves. You're going to do it, and then you don't do it. But if we make a promise to meet someone else, we are so much more likely to keep that promise. This is literally one of the only things that gets me out and moving first thing on a weekend morning. If I set a time and a place that I'm going to meet someone, you better believe that I'm going to be there if I said I would. And I give props to my running buddies, Marsha, Rachel, and Laura, and obviously to my riding buddies as well, Tracy and Julie, for lighting that fire under me. So don't wait. Make your connection today for this weekend. Now, if the first person says no or they're not able to do it, then find somebody else. Don't give up. Find somebody else. Or find a group that's going. Or see if there's a club that you haven't been aware of in your town, and join that club. There may be a running club or a riding club, and see what published events there are, and go do something with other people. Not only does setting a time and a place with someone or going with a group give you the accountability to get the workout in, but it is an excellent opportunity to connect with someone else or with other people face to face. So much of what we do alone, or via screens these days, and nothing compares to real connectivity on an in-person basis. So once you get your plan in motion, before you go to bed the night before, check the weather of what it will be when you head out the next day and get your gear together, get your clothes out, get the things that you need for your activity in one place, especially if you're meeting early. Now, having that guesswork already done first thing in the morning is such a boost, and it gives you time to have that cup of coffee and a small meal if you need it before getting your workout in. Now, I hope you have an incredible weekend doing whatever it is that you are doing. Just make sure to get your movement in. You will never be sorry if you do that. Thank you for joining me today, and make sure to join my Redesigning Midlife Facebook group in order to get some more encouragement and motivation for living your best midlife like this. Make sure to look for Redesigning Midlife in the Facebook groups, search bar, whatever, or just click the link in the show notes. I would love to connect with you there. And make sure to drop me a 5-star rating and or a review at the bottom of this episode show page. I mean, it takes like 30 seconds or less, and it helps other people find this podcast so they can get the encouragement and motivation that they need as well. So always, show as much compassion to others as you yourself need today. Make this world a better place every chance you get. Till next time, everybody. See ya. Bye.